ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Horst, I'm your host as every week, or actually three times a week. And tonight we have a very special interview with a lady which is a friend of mine since some time. And she has amazing information. And her real star name is Anelia Michaela Michael. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, it's a pleasure.
Yes, and you have written to me a couple of texts about the light and the dark and the history of the universe and some ETs.
Yes.
So what's the current status of the world affairs spoken about the energies?
Well, there is dark energies and there is good energies. But you have to realize that there is actually species up there in our cosmos that is flesh and blood species, just like us.
Uh-huh.
And they also come astral, making absolutely chaos with their lies and propaganda, which they in turn tell you through telepathy most of times.
Yes,
They can also do very much damage to people astral also.
Mm-hmm.
And but they are not allowed to come down here.
No.
It's illegal. So yeah. That's why they use mostly astral. But there have been cases when they have been down here also. One case of this was in, I believe it was in 1945, when one of those ships crashed. And there was this commander there, a gray commander. It was a lady, and she was working for the Domain. And the Domain is the first rebellion, which means they are extremely evil.
Mm-hmm. And how can we protect ourselves energetically or astral from those beings?
You can call, if you're feeling like you need help, just call for my great-grandfather, Archangel Michael, or his brother, Archangel Lucio.
Mm-hmm.
They will be there for you, and they take care of those meanies for you.
Yes. And
Archangel Michael is also very good in clearing things. He is not anybody to fool around with, so they fear him quite a lot.
Yes.
Archangel Lucio is the one that is the angel, Archangel of Light. Many Dark Ones has spread propaganda that Archangel Lucio is Lucifer. That is total bullshit. Archangel Lucio is actually first born of the archangels, which means he is God's light.
Yes.
And he's the angel of God's light. And his beloved twin flame is Lucia, which is also called for Lady Love.
That's interesting to know.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you, how far are we in the disclosure project? I mean, because I believe, honestly, that the Earth governments are not going to disclose the presence of ETs, and I have a strong feeling that the ETs will do it themselves. They can break in our satellite system, they can break in our cable systems, and one day the screen on the television and the radio, the screen will go black, and then there will come a loving Pleiadian lady or an archangel, because I think the Galactics are going to do it together with the Ascended Masters. They're going to break in the signal and talk to us in all languages of the world. Is that true?
Yes, they can speak all languages, actually. They have that technology to do so.
Yeah, and because they have to make themselves known one day.
Yes. I can, however, disclose something here at the moment. Like, for example, Ashtar Sharan.
Mm-hmm.
He is down on the surface. My twin flame, Xayn Kumjat, is also down on the surface. Monka Kadar is down on the surface, including Andromedan Rex is also on the surface. There's many of them on the surface here at the moment, preparing for the disclosure and upcoming very important missions.
Yeah, so I think disclosure is very near.
Yes, I would say so.
Yes, hopefully, because I think with the situation going on, we cannot maintain it much longer. We need change. We need radical change. All wars needs to stop. All those fighting.
Absolutely.
It has to end now, because the Earth is in the fifth dimension. People are receiving love energy from the Sun and from the central galactic Sun. But
correct.
Those Dark Ones are playing out the wars, but there shouldn't be war. There shouldn't be war now, in this time of the Golden Age. There shouldn't be any wars.
Yes, I know. The reason to the delays here is actually because of Lord Soraya.
Uh-huh.
He was the one that invited in Anunnaki to the Galactic Fair of Light, including the Orion Grace, which works for the Domains. And these were not there to help at all. These were there to just by favor and to spy on them.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I sensed very disturbing energies from there, and I smelled, how should I say, I smelled rotten skunk.
Ooh, la la.
And I told Sananda that they need to check on those Anunnaki and those Orin Greys because they smell bad fish. I get very bad vibrations from them. I don't trust them whatsoever. And when they start to take a look at them and even Lord Soraya, it was found out that they were not doing any good. They were actually spying on them. And you know what the Anunnaki have been doing when they have been there?
No.
They have been implanting implants in the whole Galactic Federal of Light crew there, up in the fleets.
There also?
Yes.
Amazing.
That is why it became so, everything became so delayed.
Yes.
But now the Ainura, the Patals, are actually clearing off those implants.
And they're doing it. They're doing it right now.
Yes, and also to the humans around the world.
Yes, because we can also get implants via astral projection, right?
Yes, but now most of us, everybody, will get a protection suit against those attacks,
mm-hmm.
and they will get them when they are asleep.
Right.
Yes. So they don't have any chance whatsoever anymore. And as we speak, the Anunnaki is being hunted down. Many of them has been cut down by the Diamono sword, and some of them has been cut with the holy sword. Those that has been cut with the holy swords are facing God's judgment, you can say.
Yes, they have to go back to source to be kind of cleared up and to be start the whole incarnation process again from the beginning.
Yes. You see, I am actually a star elven, but as long as I'm using this human earth body, my body, my true body, is actually in hibernation, in the hibernation chambers in the Star of Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
They do have this technique in Galactic Feather of Light also, so they can go in hibernation the Pleiadians as well, actually.
Yes.
So even some of those other species have this technology also, but not that far advanced that the fifth dimension have.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to realize that the 12th dimension, where I'm coming from, is actually millions and millions and millions of years before our technology that we have here today.
That's amazing.
Yes. And the Pleiadian technology is at least 100 years before us, 100,000 years before us.
Yeah, because we are only waking up as a planet. The technological change we had in the last 200 years was very, very fast, of course. But I'm sure that because of the Roswell crash, of the crash of UFOs, and the back engineering of technology,
that's why Greg Mander gave actually the technology to the secret government so they could build those, well, of course, those mass destruction weapons. The same mass destruction weapons that they blew up their own planet,
mm-hmm.
for 14,000 years ago. It was then the Illuminati came here, by the way, after they blew up their own planet
with
mass destruction weapons.
But that's why we have also computers right now that are advanced.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yes, because in the 1950s and 40s, you had radios with tubes, you know. They didn't have transistors, they only had those, also in old televisions, those tubes that light up, they make a faint light. After that, we had immediately transistors and chips. You know,
exactly.
Integrated circuits.
That was introduced to them by the Grays.
Yes.
Because, the Theta Grays, actually.
Yes, because before that, we only had lamps in radios, and now at once we have chips, advanced chips that can do multiple tasks at once.
Exactly.
Okay. I just want to play a short piece of music if you want.
Okay.
To have some good feeling for the listeners.
Yes.
And what I will play is China from Vangelis with the song The Tao of Love. And love is really the highest vibration in the universe.
That is me, that's for sure.
I'm sure.
I was one in one reincarnations down here. I was actually Goddess Aphrodite, so that's who's good.
That's beautiful. Well, it's called the Tao of Love. Enjoy.
Thank you.
As the master musician Vangelis, there's no one greater than him. He's amazing.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Yes, I understood from Mike Quincy that Vangelis is an incarnation. He had lives in Atlantis, and that's why he makes music in such a way that it works on your imagination, that you see starships and stars and universes and the New Age. It's really representing the feeling of the New Age, his music.
Yes, it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about Atlantis. Actually, you know, in those days, I lived in Atlantis, and in those days, Christ Michael Athon was actually my father.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Can you see anything about my previous incarnations? Because I don't know anything about it, and I would like to know.
Oh, I would actually, you know, most of times when I tell people what reincarnations They have. I actually asked my great-grandfather, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can take a little time.
Yes. Well, you can do it at a later moment.
He says, though, that you have actually been reincarnated in England in 11th century.
Wow.
Yes.
Because I feel...
And he also says that you have also been reincarnated in Mu, or as it's known, Lemuria.
Ah, that's why I feel so connected to it.
Yes.
Interesting.
Most likely.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yes. But it's very important. Michael is not so reluctant to say who you were, because it's extremely important that you dig inside of your inner heart, because it's there where the memories are stored,
mm-hmm.
in your subconscious. And you need to dig there.
Yes, correct.
And then you will start to realize, then you will start to remember, but you need to dig there. And before you can do that, you need to open all your chakras.
Yes.
Even your crown chakra first. Your heart chakra needs to be opened, then your third eye,
mm-hmm.
which is in the forehead, and then the crown chakra. When you have opened those, during meditation, every day, 5 minutes, you can do it at first, and then when you get more advanced, you can take it like 20 minutes and 1 hour. And you will also feel the energy start to build up in your light energy start to build up from your body, and then it suddenly starts to sprout out from your crown chakra. And all, when it does that, you'll start to advance, and you will start to see visions if you have that gift. Every human has different gifts, but it's a gift from God. Actually, all humans have these kind of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You have third eye, you have empath, and you have telepathy.
Yes.
These are the three gifts that God gave you, but you have them, but in different levels.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have mine, both third eye, telepathy, and empath. I have very strong. That is why Lord Shiva was depicted with a third eye. Because he was had very powerful third eye, and was very good telepath at also, an empath. So he was very, very extremely spiritual. And Lord Shiva was my husband back then.
That's interesting, because Lord Shiva has given me music through a German friend.
Yes.
And it's very, very powerful. I want to warn
you. Yes, I know it is.
Yes,
I know it is.
I want to warn the listeners for this music that I don't often play on the radio, but it's from Peter Merzinger. He's a German guy.
Yes.
Very special guy. And it's called Shiva Connection.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, please tune into this energy, because it's a polyrhythm. It means there's a 4 beats per beat, then there is 7, and there's 11 at the same time. It's polyrhythm, and it's a very high energy. I would like to know what
that's very important.
Yes,
that's very important.
I would like to know what you feel after the song, and you can speak about it. What's coming inside of your information, because this is very, very interesting.
Okay,
here it comes. very amazing.
Yes, it. I have to say, the first part, somehow, I got very bad vibrations from it. It was like seeing lots of pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And also like Sheila was doing the destruction of the evil,
mm-hmm.
and then recreated to the better again, which
yes.
it should be.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because it starts with the dying of the ego, the sound that you hear.
Yes.
And then Shiva comes in, the Shiva energy.
Yes.
Yes, people are asking if you have a website.
Yes, I do have a website. It's Xion Kumjap Network .truthfiles.info. But unfortunately, the site is not completely finished yet because the cabals has taken down my website 2 times already. So
wow.
I have to rebuild it up again. So
yes, I have.
Yeah.
I have the feeling, Aniela, that you are a truth bringer and that the information that you share is from very high vibration and importance. And that
yes, and that is why the cabals shuts down my website accounts.
I know, because it only happens with people that really speak the truth.
Exactly.
And
I can tell you it's quite annoying. I have to always work from the beginning and write up all everything, and it takes a lot of work and an effort.
Yes. Can you type the link of your website in the chat on the radio station?
Yes. Yes. Also, I would like to explain to everybody a little more about the Star Elves,
mm-hmm.
which I originally is.
Please
the Star Elves is the actually, you know, when God, God is actually a spirit, you could say. He's
mm-hmm.
a light body.
Mm-hmm.
A glowing light body, actually.
Yes.
And he wanted his archangels to take on a physical form,
mm-hmm.
to go and create physical things, because you can't create physical things, physical living things, if you're not physical yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the form that the Star Elves took and chose was actually, you know, the Star Elves. That was the form that the archangels and angels took,
mm-hmm.
as physical form. So the Ainu Ra, Memra, and Shinra, and also Athon Ra, Amon Ra, is actually Star Elves.
Interesting, because Amon Ra I'm familiar with from Egypt.
Yes, that is actually but the Amon Ra is actually more like the Asan. They are 10th dimensional Star Elves.
Yes, you know,
the 12th dimensional Star Elves are actually called for the Golden Race.
Mm-hmm. I've
heard
about it.
They're very old
yes,
race.
Yes. I have heard from a lady from Germany, Maria Isabel Hen, that I was also a Star Elf in the previous incarnation on Sirius.
Yes.
But what is the role of the Star Elves after first contact? They are coming down to Earth, they have a physical form, so how are they going to help us?
Well, first of all, it's very important that humans know about them, because you have to realize these are giants. These
mm-hmm.
are not any short humanoids
mm-hmm.
at all. These people is actually, the men are from 7 to 12 feet tall.
Yes.
And the women are between 6.8 to 11.8 feet tall.
That's very large.
They are very large, so if they would just get down here, suddenly people would get panicked because they are not used with that kind of huge people, you know.
Yes, yes.
They get freaked out just to see a tall guy that is like little over 2 meters, you know.
Yeah.
Over 7 feet already.
But, you
think
know...
Then if, yeah. If Manvi would get down here, he's 12 feet, the people mm-hmm. would freak out.
That's
and
right.
That is the last thing we want to do, because fear is the thing that feeds the evil.
Yes. Indigo starts asking where the Nephilim. I don't think so.
What?
Indigo Star is asking on the chat if those star elves were Nephilim.
No.
No. But that's why I think disclosure is so important, that they first introduce themselves on the television, that we know how they look like, and after yeah. that they will land.
I can reveal you this, that there are actually some star elves here already.
Already?
Which are called Popatal warriors. These are actually the shorter version of them. They are around 7 feet.
And what are they doing here? Are they all preparing everything for the big announcements?
They are actually here because of the upcoming disclosure, and of course to prepare the down crew for their big mission here.
Yes.
To make a heaven on earth.
Yes.
Literally.
What about the ground crew? What kind of people are those, the ground crew?
Those are the Ainu Ra Patal reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually the ones that you could call for the creators of this living things, you know, everything that you see here.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, there has been so many evil around here that if we would have come down before, it would have been total chaos here. So the best thing was to actually do a disguise as a ordinary human from Earth.
Yes. Well, you know,
they didn't even know.
The thing is that I have the feeling that what's happening here on Earth is like Star Wars, because there's a big fight going on between the light and the dark, and the fight is almost won for the light, but we had to clear out some very dark entities.
Yes, exactly. Those dark entities need to be cleared off first. You have to realize that the Sitha Greys, including Orin Greys, mm-hmm. and even the Anunnaki, their galaxy is actually dying.
Yeah.
And since they are that kind of civilization that are takeovers, you know, they give a shit in if that special thing belongs to somebody else. If they want it, they take it.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah, I know.
They are that is very greedy, and they are a very greedy civilization, those.
But
I do have some good news, though.
Okay, good.
A Satan, which Bible says Satan,
mm-hmm.
they have misspelled it there. It's a Satan.
Yes.
He is caught and brought to justice, and he is actually going to reincarnate 100,000 times as a human being
mm-hmm.
in another planet like ours, but this one will not have any access to technology or anything. It's like from beginning, square one.
Mm-hmm.
And his oldest brother, which was the Lord, as Bible say, the Lord of Hell, is has been killed, been cut down by the Daimonosaur sword, so God has absorbed his soul. You could say that his soul has gone back to God to have a very serious long-term rehab. And he is not allowed to be created again or reincarnated or anything to have to do with the astral world until about few million years. Then he gets another chance, but he needs to rehab first, very, very long time.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, you go very deep into stuff like those demons and archangels and galactic beings and astral beings. You know the true history of the universe, and I think you're probably probably the only one, or of the very few that have this
very
information.
Very few, yes. Yes, very few. Sananda also knows, and I can reveal that he is actually reincarnated on planet Earth.
Really?
But yes, but he is not reincarnated in USA or South America or in Russia or something like that. I'm not going to tell where he is.
No.
Because we all know what they did to Jesus Christ, so I'm not taking any chances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He will be revealed in time.
Yes. Yeah, anything that you can reveal, you reveal, and that you cannot reveal, keep it for yourself. And there's a question from Indigo.
Well, to some extent, yes. A question of films like Lord of the Rings and others like them are they in reality, based on reality? To some extent, yes. Not everything, but to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize that Hollywood is actually owned by the Illuminati. So whatever you see in Hollywood films, you should take it with a pinch of salt, because there is lots of propaganda there as well.
Yes, I know. There are exceptions, like the old Star Trek series. But also in Star Trek, they create darkness sometimes.
Yeah, and Star Trek is good, but there's a lot of propaganda also there.
Yeah, I know.
Fortunately.
Yeah. There are some episodes that are really good, but not all of them.
No. True.
Yes. Well, it's so good to have so many people on the chat and who are listening, and I'm very happy to have you on the show. And maybe you can spell out your website again.
I can try to do that.
Inelia Michaeli Michael is my guest, and she has amazing, very deep and truthful information it's coming from source, and it's coming from the beginning of time, the beginning of creation, and she knows things that very few people know about the energies and the beings that are involved in the ascension of the Earth.
Yes.
And first contact and disclosure. And disclosure is not far off.
No, it's not far off. That is true.
And there are people outside my window who are playing some loud music. I hope it's not disturbing for the listeners.
Sorry, what is...
Now there's my neighbor is outside. He's having a party with his music and.
No, it doesn't bother me.
Okay, he's playing Whitney Houston. Okay, good, Indigo, very good. They don't hear it.
Yeah, no, I don't hear anything, so I don't believe they hear it either.
Okay, very good. All right, Verti is asking Nelia, do you know much about the prosperity packages? And when they will be delivered?
No, I have never heard anything about those.
Now, you know, Sheldon Idle is speaking about abundance, that we all have plenty of money, that has to do with disclosure.
Oh, yes, yeah, oh, yes. Oh, I guess I didn't understand the question. So mm-hmm. Yes, actually, the thing is that we are going to actually make it better for the people here. That's our mission. Everybody will have money enough. They will never be starving again. There will be medication for those that needs medication. Poor people will have food, enough food and money to buy clothes and food to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There will be healing places where you can go and get healing, and even also medical treatment if you need. And there will be also little changes in those, how should I say, belief system. Like, we are not in the future, there is not going to be any Illuminati priests, or how I should put it. There is going to be churches where you can go and pray to connect with God, but it will be more like meditation, praying, because it's through meditation that you get the best, absolute the best connection with God.
That's beautiful, because we need our real connection with God.
Yeah, and it also through the meditation that you will start to connect with your higher self. And when you connect with your higher self, you also connect with your God self.
Mm-hmm.
And when you connect with your God self, then you connect with God.
Yes. The source of all that is, that ever was, ever will be, ever has been, and is in the now.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. You have spoken about meditation, and if it's okay for you, if I play another song?
Yeah, sure.
I love to speak with you and with the guests that I have on the radio, and also to promote some music. And I just want to tell the Dutch listeners, I'm just going to say this in Dutch, we're going to have a meditation under the stars this weekend in the forest. In a beautiful place.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And we are going to invite the Galactics to show themselves and their ships. So maybe you have some advice. And I just want to say to the listeners, it's at 5 o'clock Saturday. Zaterdag 22. Juni. Dan gaan we naar de Veluwe. Voor de meditatie. Als je je aan wil melden, bel me dan even 06409-477-13. En Havida en ik gaan er naartoe. En wat andere mensen. Lieve mensen uit België die vandaag hebben aangemeld. And we would like to have some more people. So please react on the chat if you are interested. So we want to have,
yes,
we want to have a beautiful meditation. So is there any advice that you can give us for the meditation?
When you meditate, when you are going to have a deep meditation, the best way to do it is not to sit. Just lie down on the bed, put your hands below your chest, and just relax.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to the sound of the mantra or the waves or whatever you are listening as meditation music.
That's wonderful.
And when you do that, you will relax and you will start to get into deep meditation.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, we want to invite, we are going to do it at, in the evening and at night. And we want to invite the Galactics to come.
Yes. I think if you really want to do deep meditation during the visit there, then you should all place yourself like a round circle, lying down, and just relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mean a circle like in a star or in a...
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to play something from Enigma, and it's called...
That's lovely. That's
you love it too? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I love Enigma.
It's
absolutely
called Knocking on Forbidden Doors.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Right, that's very interesting what you're writing, Anelia. I just want to to read it to the listeners. What you all need to realize with the Illuminati is that they have rewritten history to their liking, and is far from the truth. Many historical people and events has been rewritten with their propaganda. And with this closure, this will all be restored, right?
Yes. That is why I'm here. I am actually, as you know, I am the granddaughter, great-granddaughter of Archangel Michael, and it's Archangel Michael that actually has the true history records. And I am actually... a good example for this, what they have been actually rewriting, is the history of Vlad Dracul, Vlad the Third Dracul. Vlad Dracul did not kill thousands of people at all. He did put people on impale them, but let me say this. Those people were actually the Ottomans, which was Muslim Turks. When he was kidnapped, and his twin brother, they took them with them to the Ottoman Empire, and they were actually torturing his identical twin brother in front of Vlad. Mm-hmm. And Vlad got very upset to see this, and he started to want to give revenge. And what he did was, when he impaled those people, those Muslim warriors, was to actually tell Muhammad II that, I still remember what you did to my brother. If you get here, you will see the same fate. All of you and all of your soldiers. That was his way to say, I still remember what you did to my brother.
Wow.
But he never ever killed. That part that they got, that letter, was actually not Vlad's writing. What he actually wrote was, I have killed many of your men. And if you get here, I will kill you. And we are at war. And also he said, and I still remember what you did to my brother.
It's amazing.
He never ever forgot that, ever.
Yeah, there are a lot.
But of course, the Cabal's Illuminati, which he was fighting against, had twisted and made him like a bloodthirsty monster, but he wasn't. He was brought up by a very good, loving family who taught him totally different from other aristocrats at that time. He was taught to help people, that greediness and selfishness does not work at all.
Mm-hmm.
You have to help others, and that was also why his father, Vlad II, founded the White Dragon Order, or the Light Dragon Order, actually, not White Dragon Order, but the Light Dragon Order. It wasn't the Dragon Order, as the Cabal says. They had taken off that light there, the Light Dragon Order. And then the Cabal twisted it like dragon is devil, but that has nothing to do with the devil. I can tell you that the dragons, the old dragons, are actually from higher dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing to do with the draconians or anything at all.
No, I know. That's the confusion.
Yes. But you see, because they are named dragons, and then the Cabal just, we just twist it a little, and then we make the dragons the devils.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes. Well...
Yes, I'm talking about the Vlad, the Impaler, true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are many examples.
No, he was not a vampire. No, that is just bullshit.
Yes.
Just some Hollywood scare.
Yeah.
But there are vampires, but they don't suck blood at all. They have their fangs because, you see, in their planet, there is those fruits that is hard like coconuts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And to get through to that juice there, they use their fangs to bite it through, you know.
Right, I understand.
These are actually 12th dimensional. These are actually some type of elves. They are elves with fangs, actually. And these also have wings. They look like angel wings, but they are narrower and longer. Wow. But they have all types of colors. The oldest son to the Krishnir prince, Krishnir king, is actually, his name is Abel.
Aha, that's interesting.
Prince Abel, yes.
Well, you know, the hour is gone by very quickly, and Inigo Star is going to do his program now. I wish him good luck.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for this interview, and to thank the listeners for being here. Thank you very much.
It has been my pleasure.
Thank you very much. And
my blessings and my unconditional love to all of you. I love you so much, everybody. Love you.
And I love you all, and I love you, Michaela. Thank you very much.
I love you too.
All right. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.